In today's Mishnah, from the 9th and 10th Mishnah, from the second parak of Masechet Nazir, the Mishnah begins, Harini Nazir, if someone declares he wants to be a Nazir, V'Nazir Kishieli Ben, also Nazir, once he has a child, or has specifically Ben, we learned already, means a son. Hitchil Monet Shelo. So then he started his term of Nizirot, and in the middle, V'Achar Kach Nolad Lo Ben, and then he had a son. Mishnah says, Mashlim Et Shelo, he would complete his own Nizirot, V'Achar Kach Monet Shel Beno. And then only after that, the Nazirut that he wanted to accept upon himself once he has a son would kick in. And that is because despite the fact that Tanai, the condition of the second Nazirut, was engaged in the middle of this term of Nazirut, the first Nazirut took upon himself, we go in order. Meaning it wouldn't interrupt it because he already accepted in that regular term of Nazirut first. However, what happens if it was the other way around? Harini Nazir Ksheli Ben. What if he said, I want to be Nazir once I have a son? And also, I want to be a Nazir anyway, he says, V'Nazir. Mishnah says, there's no problem with him starting that term of Nazirut that he wanted to take on. However, v'achar kach nolad lo ben, and then in the middle of becoming a Nazir, he has a child, and then the first term of Nazirut that he stipulated he would take upon himself, once he has a child, would kick in. So therefore, what does he have to do? Maniach et shel, he has to stop his own term of Nazirut, umone et shel beno. And then he would have to accept upon himself that term of Nazirut, v'achar kach mashlim et shelo, and then he would go back to that original term of Nazirut and complete it. So there's an interesting discussion here. What does it mean by completed? According to the first explanation that Kahati brings, he's citing Rashi and Tosfot, that he wouldn't have to restart it. He would simply continue his count, and that at the end of the entire 60-day period, he would then bring two sets of korbanot for both terms of Nazirut. However, the Rambam explains differently. He says once he completes that term of Nizirut that would only begin once he had his son, he would have to complete it and then bring the korbanot and also shave his head like we've explained one does at the end of the term. And then because that which is remaining of his first Nizirut is less than 30 days, he would have to start that again. Why? Because there's a principle, Ein tiglacha pachot mishloshim yom, that there's no real term of Nizirut that is any less than 30 days. Now, the reason I'm mentioning both opinions is because it seems like Kahati and the Bartanura seem to go according to the opinion of the Rambam in the next Mishnah. How Rashi and Tosfot resolve this coming Mishnah, I'll leave that for further study to keep within the style of this shir, to keep it short and succinct. So let's continue with the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Harini Nazir Kshieli Ben. If someone says, I want to be a Nazir when I have a son, then Nazir, but also you want to take upon himself Nazir Me'ayom. He wants to take a term of Nizirut for 100 days. So then he starts this 100-day term of Nizirut. What happens? Nolad lo ben, if he has a child prior to the 70th day, then lo hifsid klum. Because what would happen? He would stop that Nizirut, then take the 30-day Nizirut he accepted upon himself from once he has a son. Then, once that's finished, he could bring the korbanot, shave his head, and since there's 30 days or more left of his original term of Nizirut, he can now complete that safely, because he'd be able to bring the korbanot and also shave his head, because, as we said, as long as there's 30 days left, according to Rambam, it wouldn't be a problem. However, la'achar shivim yom, if, however, this son was born when it's about the 80th day of that first term of Nizirut, then he would, Mishnah says, soter shivim. What would happen is he would have to stop immediately the 100-day term of Nizirut. Then what would happen is he would shave, bring the korbanot after he's completed that 30-day term of Nizirut that he accepted once he would have a son. And after that, despite the fact there's only 20 days left that he would have to complete that 100-day term of Nizirut, he would have to now be a Nazir for 30 days. So he's lost. When it says Soter Shivim, it doesn't mean he loses all the 70 days, or more than 70 days he's already observed, but rather up until the 70th day going backwards. And therefore, what it means by Hifsid is because effectively he's now keeping 10 days more Nazirut than he would have had everything fallen into place and there was no overlapping Nazirut. And why does Mishnah say he's Soter Shivim? Because the Mishnah says, She'ein tiglachat pachot mishloshim yom. Because as I've already explained, according to the opinion of the Rambam, you can't have Nazirut or the shaving of Nazirut, the completion of the term of Nazirut, for less than 30 days. As I explained, we've explained this Mishnah according to the Rambam, and I'll leave how to resolve the opinions of Rashi and Tosfot for your further study. Those are Mishnah today.